This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Sarah Vowell. Her book is Unfamiliar Fishes, about the story of Hawaii. Sarah, when I grew up, Hawaii was just so kitschy. It was Don Ho and Tiny Bubbles and hula shows and luaus and leis at the airport. Does that survive today? And what is the most annoying tourist gimmick that you've encountered in your travels in Hawaii?
I mean, I would travel there a lot when I was researching this book with my sister and nephew. And while I feel like we're fun, we're not quote-unquote fun. And I remember we were going to a luau because we thought, okay, I need to see at least one luau. And we weren't that excited about it. And I remember this guy who was seated at our table just mocking us relentlessly because we all had books that we brought to the luau because we were just sitting there reading, assuming we were going to be bored by some of the entertainment and, you know, all the festivities. And, you know, there's always the part where they teach someone how to open a coconut with a nail and a hammer. But, you know,
Did you have to read your book or were you entertained the whole time?
We did look at our books sometimes, I admit. But, you know, I was a kid in the 70s. And so obviously my first image of it was Elvis doing his concerts there. And one of those concerts he did was a benefit for the Arizona Memorial, which is actually a really moving place to visit. It's a national park now. Mm-hmm. And for the building of that, Elvis raised some of the money. And one of the things, if you do go there to look, you know, there's the list of names. And there's always off to the side there's always this very moving list of names where it's all the guys who have their ashes scattered there later. Mm-hmm. Someone just, you know, this last Pearl Harbor Day where, you know, it's been decades and decades and they still want their remains to be scattered there with their buddies. So, yeah. So some of that kitsch paid for the Arizona Memorial, which is very lovely and I think memorable.
As you travel around Hawaii, do you hear the Somewhere Over the Rainbow a lot?
Oh my goodness. You know that Israel Kamaka Wiwa Ole. I love Bretta Iz, as he's called. I
mean, he's the big giant ukulele
player.
Yes,
and that song, I remember once being in the breakfast buffet at a resort on Maui, and that song started playing as it did, you know, like every 15 minutes. And the guy ahead of me in the breakfast buffet, he said, you know, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that song, I could afford to stay another night in this damn hotel.
You'll hear that song a lot. I can almost hear it now, getting on the airplane, going to Hawaii. Also, what does the term haole mean?
Oh, haole is a white person, generally, a European type, and a foreigner.
Does it have a negative connotation?
Depends. For some people, it does. Not necessarily.
What does a Hawaiian refer to the rest of the 48 states as?
Well, we call it the mainland, but I think some Hawaiians can be a prickly people, and I think some of them don't like that term because it means we're more important
yeah,
than they
they're
are.
They're not the main, huh?
So, yes.
So what do they call it?
They call it the mainland.
The mainland. There is a reality there.
Yeah.
Sarah Vowell, Unfamiliar Fishes, great book. Thanks for being here.
Sure thing.